I will worship you forever, loving forever, because this God is too much, oh, is too much, oh, oh, is too much, oh, is too much, oh, oh, is too much, oh. Hallelujah. Good morning to all of you in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus. What a day that the Father of all spirit have granted unto us today. I'm glad to be alive. I just want to give God all the glory. I just want to give God all the thanksgiving. Hallelujah. I hope you are well wherever you are, that the Lord has kept you. Praise be unto Jesus. The one that is talking to you is Pastor Lenny. It's morning time. It's 7:35 a.m. in Chicago. People are getting to work. But I just want to take a few moments just to say thank you to the Lord. And I want you, wherever you are, just to spend some time to appreciate God for what he has done in your life. Appreciate him, hallelujah, for provision, for the gift of life, for everything he has done and provided. Praise be to God. You should not take anything for granted of what the Lord has done in your life. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you thanksgiving, mighty Jehovah God. We thank you this morning. We have woken up in our right mind. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for your protection, for your mercy, for your goodness, for your favor. And Lord, we want to lift up your name. And Father, Lord, I surrender even the meditations of my heart that I want to share with the brethren today, that Father, Lord, let it be a blessing to somebody in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. This morning, I want to bless somebody's heart with this short message, the heart of an intercessor. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. The heart of an intercessor. This is what I've been meditating on my spirit this morning. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. What it takes to be an intercessor. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. What it takes to be an overseer over other people's life. Hallelujah. It is not easy to serve God. Hallelujah. You know, some people think that, oh, just because you are a pastor, just because you are a prophet, just because you are an apostle or a bishop, that everything is going easy. You are just enjoying everything. That is not the case. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. There's a friend of mine, while I was still in school, there was a time he asked us while we were studying, while we were on a Bible study, and he told us, when you ask God for wisdom, expect problems. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Because you need wisdom to solve problems. Hallelujah. When you are asking God for an anointing, anointing to do what? Hallelujah. Anointing to solve problems. So expect many issues to come on your way. Expect many situations to come in your way that will need you to solve them. Praise be unto God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. You know, when you have the art of an intercessor, when God pours the oil of intercessory, praise be to God, God will make you to feel the pain of others. God will make you to feel situations, praise be to God, and put you inside that situation. Hallelujah. There are sometimes God can even show you an accident and put you in the midst of the accident. So that you feel the situation. There are many occasions in my dream where I have found myself in the midst of an accident. I have found myself in the midst of a chaos. I have found myself in the midst of a disruption. And God carries you in the spirit and put you in that situation so that you feel the burden. You feel the weight. Praise be to God. Because that weight has to be embedded in your spirit so that when you carry it before the Lord, it goes with a cry. It goes with a need. Praise be unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Because if the burden is not there, you will not pray accordingly. Praise be to God. There are things that we have to pray accordingly in order to stop. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you don't have the burden, if you don't have the pain, If you don't have the connection with the situation, you may not be able to change the situation. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So God has to bring you to the place. Praise be to God. God has to bring you to the place where you will feel that you need to cry out. You need to plead before the Lord. Praise be unto Jesus. Hallelujah. So that the Father of all spirit may be able to hear from heaven and come to the rescue of those people. Praise be unto Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Do you know there are people in different situations in life? There are people in different needs in life. There are people in their deathbed in the hospital. There are people in the altar of darkness that are about to be killed. There are people that are in the air that are about to have an aeroplane accident. There are people on the road that have had a terrible accident, but they cried out unto the Lord and say, Father, have mercy on me. Father, come to my rescue. Father, may you deliver me from these robbers. Father, may you deliver me from these thieves. Father, may you deliver me from these kidnappers. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And the upon the name of the Lord. Sometimes God cannot act until an intercessor, until a man plead for them. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because there are situations where somebody has to plead for you, for God to answer. So God will transfer the burden. Praise be to God. God will transfer your cry to an intercessor. Praise be to God. And sometimes that intercessor, they may not even know you. There are occasions where we pray for people that we have never met, we have never known, we don't even know their name. Sometimes even the Father mentioned their name. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. So the Lord will transfer that burden to an intercessor to intercede. Hallelujah. So if they answer the call, if they answer the call and they go down on their knees and say, Father, have mercy. Manto zebiri te kalana manta, zeka parada banta. I pray, Father, intervene in this situation. In the mighty name of Jehovah, those that are in altars of darkness that are about to be slaughtered, mighty Father, Lord, I send your angels to rescue them. Manta zeka teredi bahanda. I plead for their life. I plead for their destiny. In the name of Jesus, that they will not die before their time. We call upon your name, mighty Father, intervene in their homes, intervene in their family, intervene in their marriages. Praise be to God. So when the heart of an intercessor cry out to God is when the Father now intervene. The Father now intervene and send help. Praise be to God, and send help, hallelujah, and deliver that person. But can you imagine if the intercessor was lazy? You know, sometimes God speaks to us even in dreams. He may show you something about somebody that you may not even know. Something bad is about to happen to that brother. Even he may show you people that you know. Praise be to God. Maybe something bad is about to happen in their family, hallelujah. You saw it and you didn't do anything about it. Until you hear that thing has happened is when you are like, what? I didn't know. No. That, you know, God showed you that thing so that you pray about it. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. When you have a heart of an intercessor, God can send you situations. Hallelujah. There's an occasion where the Lord showed me in a dream. Hallelujah. He showed me in a dream that there's a man of God, a very young man of God, and the enemy was after killing his wife. Praise be to God. The enemy, and the guy was an apostle. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And I saw it clearly, and it was going to happen. You know, I was so shocked. Praise be to God. I was so shocked that when I woke up on my bed, I was trembling. And I went down on my knees and I cried out unto God. And I say, Father, this man cannot afford to lose his young wife. Father, I stand in the gap and I pray no matter the situation. Zapareka taradabahanta. I claim life. I claim breakthrough. I rebuke that attack in the name of Jesus. Ziparatadabahanta. And God intervened. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So it
call for us to stand in the gap and cry out to God. So when God give you a burden of prayer, answer it. Praise be to God. Don't give yourself an excuse until something happens is when you start praying. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Be up to your toe. Be ready to cry out unto God. Hallelujah. Because God will put you in situations where you need to pray, where you need to cry out. Hallelujah. God will put burdens on others in your spirit. Praise be to God. Be sensitive to pray. Be sensitive to cry out. Be sensitive. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Don't just stop and just relax. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Sometimes God may take your peace so that you go and seek him. Hallelujah. So that it tells you the reason why he has taken your peace. You know, sometimes when you are in a comfort zone, hallelujah, you cannot answer the call of God. When everything seems well, you cannot answer the call of God. God sometimes has to put you in a situation where you need to pray, where you need to cry out, praise be to God of Nazareth, hallelujah, where you need to gather your strength, where you need to gather your prayer mantle. Praise be to God. Just because you face that situation does not mean that you should just relax. You are a fighter. Fight for your destiny. Fight for your marriage. Fight for your children. Fight for your call. Praise be to God. Do not just sit down and wait for the devil to attack you, to finish you. Praise be to God. God has given you power to stand. God has given you power to change cities. God has given you power over nations, over kingdoms, over presidents, over kings of this heart. Praise be to Jesus. God has given you the key for the kingdom of God. And may you arise and fulfill the mandate of God. Hallelujah. I pray that you will have a heart of an intercessor. Hallelujah. When you see the need in the church, pray. Pray for your pastor. Pray for the church growth. Pray for the leaders of the church. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Whatever the Lord put in your heart to do, do it diligently. Your prayers are needed. Praise be to God. Do not think that your pastor is too anointed that he doesn't need your prayers. Do not think that your apostle is too anointed that they don't need your prayers. They need your prayers more than anybody else. I can assure you that men of God need more prayers. Praise be to God. Because of the things they handle. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. For example, you find a pastor of a local church of 100 people. Those 100 people are under the care of that pastor. And when the wolves are coming to attack the sheep that have submitted to that pastor, they have to fight with the shepherd first. Praise be to God. You know, they will have to fight with the shepherd first. And you can imagine that you might have one battle, but your pastor is having 100 battles at the same time. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. If 100 people walk into a church with demons, your pastor will be fighting all those demons. Praise be to God. So you might be fighting one demon, but your pastor might be fighting 100 demons. And that's why you find some pastors going through depression. Praise be to God. Because we are not paying attention on their battles. We are not covering their home. We are not covering their marriage. We are not covering they are back with the blood of Jesus. Praise be to God of Nazareth. May the Lord give you a burden to pray, to cover your pastor. Pray for their home. Pray for their children. Pray for their family. Hallelujah. Number one area that the enemy attacks vigilantly in the house of pastors is their marriage, is their children. Because they know when their house is in disorder, they will not be able to function well in the house of God. They know if there is no peace in the home of a man of God, it will be very difficult for them to fulfill their mandate well in the pulpit. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what we need to pray. We need to pray for them. We need to cover their marriages with the blood of Jesus. We need to cover their children with the blood of Jesus. Just open your mouth this evening and just begin to bless the heart of the Lord. Begin to say, Father, give me a burden to pray for the people around me. Make me an intercessor. Zakatarabanda. The church needs intercessors in our time. The church needs people that can feel the weight and the burdens of others, hallelujah, and take them before the feet of Christ, and the Lord will intervene. The Lord will do great things in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Father, we worship you. Father, we give you glory. We give you thanksgiving for this day that you have given unto us, oh Father. We thank you for your word that is life. We thank you for your word that is powerful. We thank you, mighty God of Nazareth, because you have called us to be intercessors. As your son, Jesus Christ, sitting at the right hand of God, interceding for the needs of the saints. Mighty Father, we pray that this morning, we shall be sensitive to the leadership of the Spirit. We shall be sensitive to pray. We shall be sensitive to cry out unto God. We shall be sensitive to be on step with the Spirit of God. As your word says, when the enemy comes like a flood, the word says that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And Father, today, in the name that is above every name, we submit unto you, Lord, that Father, you will use us in a mighty way. You will use us in different dimension. You will use us for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, because our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty into pulling down strongholds. In the mighty name of Jesus, because we don't fight against flesh and blood. But principalities, powers of this dark world, manda zabarekete pahanda, and Father, we stand as intercessors, and we pull down strongholds around us. We pull down strongholds around our homes. We pull down strongholds around our marriages. We pull down strongholds around our children. We pull down strongholds around our cities, around our nation, and we decree the victory of the Lord upon your people, upon our life, upon our family, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree victory over areas of our life, over every area of our life. Father, let there be victory. Let there be growth. Let there be fruitfulness. Let there be multiplication in the name of Jesus that Father uses in this dispensation to spread your virtue, to spread your love, to spread your kindness, to spread the love of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we bless you. Father, we worship you. Father, we give you all the glory. We thank you, Father Lord, for you have loved us before we loved you. And Father, give us a love for others. Give us a love. Give us a passion for souls. In the mighty name of Jesus, that Father, we shall cry out before you. Abba, Father, Abba, Father. You are our Lord. You are our Redeemer. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration. In the mighty and awesome name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I hope you have been blessed with this morning devotion this morning. Hallelujah. And if you have been blessed, please comment and share the video. And may the Lord bless you. May you have a wonderful day. Hallelujah. Remember, you are the light in your villages. You are the light in your town, in your city, in your home, in your family, in your church. And may you go out there and make Jesus proud. Have a wonderful day in the mighty name of Jesus. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Hallelujah. See you again. Remember, Friday we have our healing and deliverance session. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And we are going to have a mighty time in the presence of God. Make sure to connect in the name of Jesus this Friday. Tomorrow, we are going to have a mighty time. We are going to have a healing and deliverance session where we are going to deal with some matters. Praise be to God. don't miss those sessions. Hallelujah. Don't think you are too well that you don't need deliverance. There could be an area in your life that you need deliverance from the Lord. Praise be to Jesus. So when we join prayers to deal with strongholds and breaking and deliverance, hallelujah, don't miss those sessions. Hallelujah. Because while you are in the presence of God, something will be happening. God will be opening that door that has been closed. God will be delivering you from that mental stronghold. Praise be to God. So don't miss tomorrow's session in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is already bringing a word that we'll be sharing tomorrow. And we are going to have a mighty time in the presence of the living God. Thank you again for watching. May God bless you. May God cause his face to shine upon you in the name of Jesus. May God keep you. May God protect you. May God favor you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Bye-bye.